This is St. Louis Public Radio. State Treasurer Eric Schmidt is soon switching jobs to become Missouri's new Attorney General. Governor Mike Parson has chosen Schmidt to replace Josh Hawley, who just got elected to the U.S. Senate. Schmidt grew up in North St. Louis County and attended DeSmet High School. He told St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis that his Catholic past has strongly influenced his life and his approach to law.
I do a yearly retreat. It's a silent retreat at White House Retreat House in South St. Louis County, and I was there when I got the call from the governor, and I broke my vow of silence to take the call from the governor, but it's a weekend thing where things can kind of slow down, and it's a reset for me, but my Jesuit education certainly had a big impact in my life.
Schmidt says attending the retreat has been an important part of his life since his son Stephen was born. Now 14, Stephen has autism and several health issues.
But yeah, our family has different and unique challenges. I mean, Stephen is nonverbal and depends on us for everything, and I mean that, everything. But he's just an incredible influence on how I view the world, and I think given me a deeper reservoir of compassion than I could have had before, and you know, want to fight for the most vulnerable. So I'm very thankful for Stephen and his impact he's had on me and my family.
Schmidt also credits his love for the law and his legal approach to the Jesuit influence at DeSmet High School and St. Louis University Law School.
My journey with the law really began there, and I just loved the idea that you could go in and fight for people and the rule of law, and that people settled their disputes in a courtroom and not by violence on the street. Those ideas meant a lot to me at a young age.
Schmidt is particularly proud of his work while in the Missouri Senate to pass legislation known as Senate Bill 5 to address some of the municipal problems highlighted during the Ferguson protests in 2014. He says he hopes to take that same approach to his new job.
More than anything, it's just bringing my own values to the office. I believe in listening. I think that it's a very underrated value and attribute of leadership. I think you want to get as much input as you can, and then you make decisions. You make good decisions. And I intend to get around the state. I want to talk to prosecutors. I want to talk to law enforcement officials. I intend to do that. So really do my best to get around and listen to people. I think, you know, my track record, if you look at, you know, Senate Bill 5, that's been my record of, you know, building a coalition of African-American clergy with the ACLU, with conservative Tea Party groups, with law enforcement, to kind of come together for solutions. And I want to bring that kind of management style to the office to make sure that we're listening and doing the right thing for the people of the state.
Schmidt generally has avoided getting embroiled in controversy. Earlier this year, he made no public statements about the problems that led to then-Governor Eric Greitens' resignation. Schmidt says he believes his role as a statewide office holder is to do his job.
The law to me is the great firewall for justice, and I mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. yesterday for the announcement that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I take that seriously. I mean, people ought to be treated equally under the law. So it's an exciting opportunity. I want to work with anybody that I can to do a good job. And as I mentioned, to be the lawyer for 6 million Missourians is an incredible honor.
Known for his sense of humor, Schmidt also addressed a burning issue around the Capitol. How tall are you?
I am 6'6", without boots on, Joe. So I am claimed to be the tallest statewide elected official in the history of this great state.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis talking to State Treasurer Eric Schmidt, who will become Missouri's next Attorney General in January.